Hare Krishna. So now, Krishna, in previous 10 verses, he has very nicely discussed or described about Buddhi Yoga. And now, in next few verses, Krishna is going to give the benefits of practicing Buddhi Yoga. So let's see text number 50. Buddhi Yukto Jahatiha Ube Sukruta Dushkrute तस्माद् योगाय युज्यस्व योगः कर्म सुकौशलम्। सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग बुद्धि युक्तो जहाति इह बुद्धि युक्त। सो कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट पर्सन हु इज एंगेज्ड इन बुद्धि योगा। बुद्धि युक्त जहाति, दैट पर्सन हु इज एंगेज्ड इन बुद्धि योगा गेट्स रिड ऑफ, कंप्लीटली गेट्स रिड ऑफ इह इन दिस लाइफ। गेट्स रिड ऑफ वॉट? उबे बोथ सुकृत एंड दुष्कृत, गुड रिजल्ट एंड बैड रिजल्ट। होल्ड ऑन, डोंट थिंक मच, नो विल ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड वन बाय वन। तस्माद योगाय युज्यस्व, देर फोर, तस्माद, देर फोर ओ अर्जुन, वॉट इज कृष्ण सेइंग? देर फोर ओ अर्जुन योगाय युज्यस्व, देर फोर स्ट्राइव फॉर योगा, एंगेज इन योगा। And yoga karmasu kaushalam. So this yoga, this karma that we are doing in this bhakti yoga is kaushalam, is the art of all work, Krishna is saying. Now let's discuss. You know, it's a very nice shloka, and a lot of things we are going to learn. All these shlokas are going to teach us a lot of things about art of work. So here, one point that Prabhupada starts with is, so we are there in this material world from many, many, many lifetimes, time immemorial. We cannot calculate also that from which date, you know, we are here, or we cannot understand that when was our actual birthday. So here we see that right from the time we are here, that is time immemorial, we have been accumulating good and bad results. Means we are doing some actions, and the reactions which are there are either good or bad. And those are waiting for us. Those are there in our bank. And those are waiting for us. And in one or the other lifetime, these reactions will manifest. Now, to break the cycle of birth and death, one important criteria or important thing that is needed is this actions and reactions. And both good and bad reactions should be zero. Obviously, actions cannot be zero. Reactions I am talking about. Both good and bad reactions should be zero. Now, how to do that? Because every lifetime we are working and actions are there. So, obviously the reactions will come. So, how to make that zero? So, that is what is the discussion all about here. And nowadays, people are so busy, you know, doing so many activities that they hardly have time to think about what is the goal of life. And in that busy schedule, people are just doing so many actions without thinking about the reactions those are going to come in this life or in the next, or in the next, or in the next. So in this entire circus that the person does in his entire life, he forgets his original constitutional position. What is his original constitutional position? Servant of Krishna. We all are servant of Krishna. And our actual goal is to serve Krishna. That the person completely forgets. That's what Prabhupada is writing here. And this particular ignorance which is there, that the person is stuck in, the action-reaction cycle, how can he get rid of that? Here Prabhupada writes that this ignorance can be removed by the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. That is instruction of Krishna. Two aspects are there when it comes to instruction of Krishna in this Bhagavad Gita. First one, surrender unto Lord Shri Krishna in all respects. And second, become liberated from the chained victimization of action and reaction, birth after birth. And Prabhupada ends this purport with a very nice line where he says, so what is Arjuna advised to do? Arjuna is therefore advised to act in Krishna consciousness. And what is Krishna consciousness? The purifying process the purifying process of resultant action. So only this Krishna consciousness or Buddhi Yoga, only this is the purifying process or purifying agent which purifies all our actions. All our actions. A nice analogy is given in this context. So see, the actions are going to remain the same. The only thing that changes is the mood. Like for example, mercury is poisonous. But the same mercury in the hands of an Ayurvedic doctor acts like a medicine. Like for example here, let's relate that to the work now. So when it comes to the attached work, the same attached work entangles the soul in the material world. And if the same work is done in the detached manner, in the dutiful manner with proper knowledge and for the pleasure of the Lord, the same work becomes the work which will liberate the person. So the work will bound the person or bind the person, and the same work will liberate the person. Only difference is the mood here. See, so beautifully Krishna is putting forward in this particular shloka. Now Krishna is going to speak more about what are the other benefits of practicing Bhakti Yoga. Let's see that in the next shloka. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.